This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
7:10 in the morning. Thank you for making us the number one talk show in Chicago. And by the way, we have another exciting announcement, aside from the exciting Northwestern announcement. We have exciting announcements coming up left and right today. So we'll get to that coming up. I'm glad to welcome Kristen Gillibrand in, the senator from New York, at Senator Gillibrand. G-I-L-L-I-B-R-A-N-D. Did you ever think about changing your name so it'd be easier on social media, Senator?
Well, it is my husband's name, but I'm very happy to have it.
It's nice to talk to you, and I respect what you're trying to do and what you continue to fight for in regards to women's rights and specifically the fight against violence with women. You know, we were talking about this with this horrible shooting that took place overnight in Kansas, and Andrea brought this up, and it's such an important point to make. If someone is convicted of domestic violence, how in God's name do they have a gun?
Right.
Well, that's exactly right. It's one of the reasons why I'm fighting for two reforms to the law. One, to say, if you are trying to get a restraining order against someone who has made threats against you, you have to be able to get that gun taken away. And right now there's restrictions. If you're just dating or your partners but not married, the police officers can't take that gun away. And the other problem we have today is if it's a temporary restraining order, which is the time when a lot of times spouses and intimate partners are so angry, where gun violence is more likely, they don't have the right to take those guns away. So we want to make sure that if you get a temporary restraining order, that in various states you can still have law enforcement take that gun away from that person who's threatened these women. Women die at the hands of people they know the vast majority of the time, something like they know the person who kills them in 90% of the cases, and in half of the cases it's their intimate partner. So women unfortunately are dying every day at the hands of very grave gun violence by the person they loved because we don't have the tools to take those guns away quickly enough.
Senator, I admire the work that you do. I would almost argue that somebody who's been arrested and charged with domestic violence, too, shouldn't have a gun, not necessarily just a conviction, because I actually covered a story about a man who was arrested 30 times and not one conviction stuck because she was too scared to press charges. He's now in prison. But
yeah, it's a huge problem. And we need to do better by families and protect women and children from abusers and making sure they don't have access to guns. And it's one of the reasons why we fight so hard to clean up the background checks to make sure that, for example, if you do have a domestic violence incident, that it's on the record so someone doesn't sell you a gun not knowing that you could be a potential harm to your family. We also focus a lot in New York, and I know it's a problem here in Chicago, on the issue of gun trafficking, that we have guns that are being sold, you know, out of the back of a truck directly to gang members. There's no hope of a background check because they're being sold by trafficking. And so there's no federal crime today. So I have a bill to make that a federal crime and to have kingpins be held responsible. They could get up to 25 years in prison under my bill.
Senator Gillibrand's in Chicago speaking on behalf of Hillary Clinton, her friend who she replaced in the Senate, and the South Carolina Democratic primary, first Democrats primary in the South, comes up on Saturday. It seems that Senator Clinton, Secretary of State Clinton, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, by the time we get through Hillary Clinton's credits, I have no time to ask the question. She's on a roll here, but Bernie Sanders has been a remarkably persistent pain in her behind. So why Hillary? Why not Bernie?
Well, I think Hillary is the most experienced candidate to become the next president of the United States. I think the issues of national security are so relevant today, with the Middle East absolutely in chaos, with the refugee crisis streaming across Europe. There's going to be huge pressures on national security and international issues. And I think as our former Secretary of State, not only does she understand these issues deeply, but she can lead. I also think she's someone who cares deeply about our children, our families, the people who are struggling the most in our communities. I really believe her core is someone who wants to make sure every child has the chance to reach their full God-given potential. And so I support Hillary because I think she will make a difference. I think she'll focus on issues that perhaps other presidents and Congress rarely focuses on. She's going to pass paid leave in this country. She's going to work for equal pay for equal work. She's going to try to get things done that I think help our families. I think Bernie Sanders is a wonderful public servant. He believes passionately in all the issues he's fighting for, and I think he's a great candidate. But I support Hillary because I think she's the one who's ready to take on the presidency and the issues that were that are most pressing today.
As you know, the far right and the far left aren't going to elect the next president. It's the people in the middle, and obviously it all goes to what it always goes to in elections. It's turnout. For those who want to decide and want to take the spotlight off blowhard Donald Trump, I'm sorry, I'm being told that's not his actual name. His name's Donald Trump. But to take the spotlight off Trump and actually talk about what's going to matter to this country going forward, there's this constant issue of trust with Senator Clinton. Trust takes a long time to build back once you've lost it. So for the voter who hasn't decided yet, what do you say to them about Hillary Clinton and the trust issue?
Well, I trust Hillary Clinton, and I trust her because she's devoted her life to public service. The first job she ever took was at the Children's Defense Fund to help at-risk families, to work on things like voting rights and issues that, you know, were hard and difficult because she wanted to make sure every voice was heard. And, you know, her whole career, she's focused a light on people who are vulnerable. It's part of who she is to focus on at-risk children, to help women. Even as Secretary of State, she shone a light on those issues. When she's traveling around the world on national security, she takes the time to go to those orphanages, to go to those places where women who have been raped in war are trying to rebuild their lives. And the not-for-profit people who run these things say, nobody's ever visited us. No Secretary of State has ever thanked us for the work, and it's going to legitimize us in front of our own government. So I trust her, and I know her values, and I know who she is as a mother, who she is as a daughter. And if you just look at her history, I mean, her mother lived such a hard life. She was disowned at a young age. She had to go on her own. By the time she was 12, she was working. She was a maid. She was a nanny. And when she raised her own family, she instilled in Hillary these values that you have to keep working. You have to keep helping others. Your life is about service. And so I believe she will make a great commander-in-chief because of those values.
Senator, when you were reelected 4 years ago to the six-year term, you got almost 75% of the vote, the highest margin for any candidate ever in New York. What goes through your mind when you hear your name being brought up for potential higher office?
Well, it's certainly very flattering, and I'm grateful for that level of support. But I feel so grateful that I'm a U.S. senator. I never expected to be a U.S. senator. And so I feel like I can raise issues that sometimes don't get the light of day, which is why I spend a lot of time focused on violence against women, whether it's in the military or on college campus. It's why I'm trying to create a national narrative on the importance of paid leave, because working families desperately need support when a loved one is sick, when your spouse has cancer, or when you have a new child. And our workplace just isn't set up for families very well. And so I feel like I can make a huge difference where I am, and I feel grateful that I even have the chance to do that.
What if she asks? What if Hillary Clinton's elected and she asks? How about Vice President Gillibrand? Does that
if
ring
with
you?
If Hillary asked me to be vice president, well, I'd be so honored. And, of course, I would do whatever I could to help her. But I feel very grateful that I get to serve as the senator from New York, because I think making sure the Senate can have a majority and making sure we can support her legislation and put forward legislation that she can sign is also extremely important.
How about a nice cabinet position? I've been in that room. The chairs are great. They're just plush leather. They're really comfortable.
Yes, yes, they are lovely. But no, I feel I will better serve Clinton administration if I'm marshaling legislation like paid leave and equal pay and universal pre-K and getting it done there so she can actually sign it into law.
One last thing before we let you go, and enjoy your time in Chicago, and certainly we hope you come back, and leave a little money before you go. We could use it. I don't know if you heard, we're having some trouble in Springfield. But one last question. You know, the fear in this country of a stagnant, stuck Congress and a government that doesn't work, and all the things that the hardworking people have legitimate fears about, rightly or wrongly, that have brought Donald Trump to such prominence in this election. Those fears are real. Those people who are concerned, they may be being trumped up and stoked unfairly, but people are scared. So how do you get those people to believe that, you know, we're going to be okay beyond Election Day?
Well, you know, what I hear in New York is exactly what you just said. People are concerned about the economy. They aren't making ends meet. Lots of people don't have the hours that they need. They might be working double shifts but not earning enough. And there is real economic insecurity. And there's still the belief amongst many people that their children are not going to have the opportunities that they had. And that's the first generation in America where parents have felt that about their children. And so we have to do more. And that's why the economic issues that I fight for, I think, are so important. Because if you have something like paid leave, every time this family emergency happens, for a lot of families, the primary caregiver, the mom, typically will quit or ramp off her job. And then when she ramps back on, she earns less and she doesn't get as much seniority. And it costs her about $320,000 in her lifetime because she doesn't have access to paid leave. So I think it's these economic things that can make a difference. If you talk to a family about affordable daycare, they'll tell you it's not affordable. And so you hear these horrible stories of families who are forced into informal care where they aren't able to get the care they need. And if their caregiver's sick, they miss work. And if they miss work, they get fired. I mean, it's this very vicious cycle. So I think the bread and butter issues of creating supports for families like universal pre-K, affordable daycare, raising the minimum wage to a livable wage, making sure we have paid leave and equal pay for equal work are the things that could make a difference in this feeling people have about the economy, that it's not working for them.
And when you get back to Congress, would you tell everybody to do their jobs? Just tell them Steve said, please do your jobs.
Yeah, I will tell them to please do their jobs and get a Supreme Court nominee actually voted on.
Yeah, exactly. Vote them up or down, but get a vote. Thank you, Senator Kristen Gillibrand from New York, Gillibrand, and at Senator Gillibrand on social media. It's 7:22.